AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The police chief in Berlin now says it's not clear if the man they detained after a deadly truck crash was really the driver. At least 12 people were killed when a truck slammed into a crowd at a busy Christmas market. Germany's top security official had said the suspect comes from Pakistan and had applied for asylum. Mike Fox witnessed the crash.
I spoke to two people who were lying on the floor with broken limbs, but they were going to be okay. I saw one guy being dragged away with blood on his face. I helped several other people lift the side of one of the stalls up so that they could pull two other people.
So far, there have been no claim of responsibility in Berlin. U.S. monitors of militant internet traffic say the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for deadly shootings in Jordan. 10 people were killed over the weekend, including a tourist from Canada. President-elect Donald Trump won all but two of the Electoral College votes he claimed on Election Day. He will become the 45th president next month. Hillary Clinton lost four votes in the Electoral College count in Washington state.
For the office of President of the United States, Hillary Clinton received 8 votes. Colin Powell received 3 votes. And Faith Spotted Eagle received 1 vote.
Several Democratic electors in other states tried to vote for protest candidates, but they were either changed their votes to Clinton or were replaced. 10 more buses have arrived in Aleppo in Syria to get civilians out. Inge Setke is with the International Red Cross.
So far, we managed to evacuate 25,000 civilians, including children, women, and wounded people.
Setke says evacuations will continue throughout the day. Later today, Michigan's attorney general will announce more criminal charges in the Flint water investigation. The FBI is joining the investigation into the road rage killing of a 3-year-old boy in Little Rock, Arkansas. Police say he was shot and killed while riding in the back seat of his grandmother's car. This is AP Radio News. An AP photographer became a witness to an assassination, the shooting death of the Russian ambassador in Turkey.
AP photographer Burhan Özbilic, he decided to attend the opening of an exhibit of photographs of Russia. He was on his way home from work in Ankara, but suddenly gunshots rang out.
Russian ambassador on the ground, on the floor. We could not check if he was lifeless, dead, or simply injured.
A gunman was shouting in Turkish, "Don't forget Aleppo, don't forget Syria." He also told people to leave, but Özbilic was sheltered behind a wall.
I directed my camera, took his photo.
A dramatic photo of an assassin still holding his gun, his victim sprawled on the floor. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Two-time Wimbledon champion Petra Kvitova was injured in a knife attack at her home in the Czech Republic. The injuries are not considered life-threatening. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.